US is facing yet another major diplomatic challenge in the Middle East after its NATO partner Turkey's decision to attack US-backed forces in Syria. Turkish ground forces pushed into northern Syria last night, a week after the US announced that it would be supporting a Kurdish border force to quell remaining Islamic State insurgents. Nicholas Harris is a Middle East security fellow at the Center for New American Security. When I spoke to him earlier, he explained that the current conflict has complex roots.
When the United States started the counter-ISIS campaign in Syria in 2014, it had originally wanted to work with Turkey to help the U.S. to create a counter-ISIS force out of local Syrian rebel groups. Simultaneous to that, the U.S. began to work slowly and carefully with a major Syrian Kurdish militia, the EPG, or People's Protection Units. Well, unfortunately, Turkey was unable to create a local Syrian counter-ISIS force because the groups that Turkey suggested that the U.S. work with didn't want to fight ISIS. They wanted to fight Assad first. And over the last 3 years, the Syrian Kurds and their other partners have become the most successful non-state actor force to ever work with the U.S. military.
So when it comes to looking at that northern part of Syria where this issue is currently bubbling, the Kurds were obviously the most likely people for the US to cooperate with to try and secure that border. But surely using the language of creating a border security force was always going to alarm Turkey. Did no one in Washington foresee that?
This was a classic example of one hand, the government, not relaying the message to the other hand. The U.S. had, since the beginning of the plan in for the post-ISIS phase in its strategy in Syria, looked to build a local partner force. The U.S. has wanted to keep what they call a light footprint, which means a small force level in Syria. And the only way to accomplish that objective was to have a trustworthy, battle-hardened local partner force. Unfortunately, when this force was rolled out, it was referred to as a border security force. And now it is quite unclear why that terminology was used rather than a local security force. Obviously, terminology matters. And from the perspective of Turkey, the term border security force was shorthand for the United States is building a PKK army, a terrorist army, and that the U.S. was approving a PKK breakaway state that could threaten Turkey's security.
Because in the eyes of Turkey, the YPG, the Kurds in that part of Syria, are virtually the same, indistinguishable from the PKK, the Kurds in Turkey, who've, of course, been at war with the Turks for so long. So a failure to notice. I noticed that Secretary of State Tillerson has now rowed back the language on the nature of this force after a meeting with the Turkish foreign minister. But Turkish pride is deeply wounded here, isn't it? How significant is the risk that the US could end up alienating Turkey completely or even at war with a NATO ally in Turkey?
The risk is very real. President Erdogan has said that after this current offensive against Syrian Kurds in the Afrin region of northwest Syria, he wants to turn the Turkish military's guns eastward in the core area of operations of the U.S. military and its local partner force, which is made up of a lot of Kurds. Any type of Turkish operation in eastern Syria would risk to totally dismantle the Trump administration's new build-in strategy to build stability in Syria. The stakes are very high right now, and we're in a very challenging point right now.
So what is the answer to this question? Because Turkey has forces already attacking in that Kurdish area. Is there a way of de-escalating this, do you think?
From Turkey's perspective, the only way to de-escalate the situation would be if the U.S. agreed that the EPG was a terrorist organization, which the U.S. has been very careful not to agree to that. And if the U.S. said to Turkey, we will force the EPG to stand down and we will allow Turkey to build a post-ISIS security force in eastern Syria. That's not going to happen. More realistically, what will happen is that we will see continued fighting between Turkey and the Syrian Kurds in northwest Syria. What you might have is an agreement between Russia and the United States, whereby Russia agrees to take possession of the security of the Kurdish zone in northwest Syria, and the U.S. agrees to continue to try to clamp down on eastern Syria. But right now, it's a very dangerous moment. And I am quite concerned that in the coming week or weeks, we could see exchanges of fire between U.S. troops patrolling Kurdish-controlled areas eastern Syria and Turkish-backed forces, and that would be destabilizing.
So how would you describe the United States government's handling of this critical moment at what some people at least hoped might be the beginning of the end of a long and bloody war in Syria?
Hope and a prayer. Hope that what will happen in northwest Syria will not destabilize U.S. mission in eastern Syria, and a prayer that Turkey will become so fixated on getting a win, quote unquote, in northwest Syria, that will satisfy Erdogan and that he won't look to turn the Turkish military's guns eastward.
Nicholas Harris, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
Nicholas Harris is a Middle East Security Fellow at the Center for a New American Security. The stakes are very high, he says, in this matter over the US support of Kurdish forces in Syria. It's infuriated Turkey. We'll watch that closely for you.